And folks will start, given that we're a couple of minutes after six. The first item then is apologies. So we have apologies from Councillor Dorn, Councillor Kimmins, Councillor Quinn, Councillor Walker, Councillor Hart. Any further apologies?
Janine Hillen, Chair.
Okay. All right, then Chairman's remarks. So the announcement of the finalists for the annual NLGA, I can't even talk now, I'm trying to rush here, 2018 Local Government Awards has brought great news for the Council, with two of the four nominations being shortlisted for final selection from the AUC Department. So Sean McKevitt, the Neighbourhood Renewal Officer, has been nominated for the Employee of the Year, and the Newry Leisure Centre for the Best Local Authority Design and Build Capital Project. We wish both finalists best wishes for the awards, which will take place on the 11th of October. Next, then, I wish to update you on the following projects completed within the current financial year. So the Kilbrony Park Tennis Courts resurfacing, Warren Point Middletown Tennis Courts, LED lights of the courts, Derry Lackey's football pitch, so fence and dugouts, ball stops, football posts, pedestrian area, new entrances and pitchwork. Then the Mayo Bridge play park, so obviously there's a new play park. If you don't follow Councillor Fitzpatrick, then you might not have known that. The Warren Point bowling green, there's a new pavilion. The Hospital Road fencing, there's a new fence. St. Fee's hockey pitch, got a new surface. Fence and road work improved lighting. Ballyhorn Beach, there's fencing for the sand dunes restoration. Ballyhorn Beach car park, disability access. Dundrum, disability access. And then the Roscommon had playing field, had fence improvements. There's an item that has been referred from party reps meeting requesting from the Women's Aid Armand Down to address Council, where it was agreed that this would be facilitated by an invitation to the AHC committee, with all councillors to be invited to attend for discussion. Obviously, members will remember, as part of this committee, we agreed that we wouldn't take presentations to the committee, given the amount of work that is going on. And previously we've had the officers get a report from the organisation and that report to be included within the agenda. Obviously it is up to the committee if they wish for that group to be invited or if they wish for a report to be presented to us at the next meeting detailing their presentation. And as we haven't done this before, we would just highlight setting a precedence and having quite a lot of presentations coming to us. So it's open for suggestion on that. I can come back to it because for some reason there's quite a lot of Chairman's remarks. Then Sinead within our environmental health was selected to run for Ireland in the World Mountain Running Championships there at the weekend, and she helped Ireland to a credible 11th place. The Council has been granted membership of the World Health Organization's Global Network for Age-Friendly Cities and Communities. This is a reflection of the ongoing efforts of the District Age-Friendly Strategic Alliance, and it will allow us to share our experiences with other such localities across the world. And then just a couple of other mentions. Former Kilmore rec player Dylan Boyle has made his debut for Fleetwood Football Club at the age of 16, and certainly want to congratulate him on that. Want to say well done to the Down Camogues making the All-Ireland final, but sadly it wasn't to be on the day. Congratulations to Downpatrick and Sleetwood DAs, who had a Walk for Life event. I was at the one doing Patrick, and it was over 300 people turned up on the day, which was tremendous to see. Owen Tigard, formerly of Ballinhinch Youth, has just signed a 2-year scholarship there with Portsmouth Football Club, again showing the great sports that we have within our district. And then finally, just wanted to mention congratulations to the Downpatrick Football Club ladies in doing the double. So members, as I referred to there, it's just in reference to the Women's Aid Armand Down. So happy to take suggestions. If we are happy for a report to come to us at the next meeting. I'm not hearing any objections to that, so if we're happy enough with the report being presented. Yeah? All members in favour? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Then, item number two, declarations of interest. Any interest to the floor? None? Okay. Action sheets then arising from the AHC meeting held on the 20th of August, and I'll go through it page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Any matters arising? Happy enough? Okay. Moving on then, item number 4 is the DA4 update report. Michael taking that.
Thank you, Chair. This is the standard report that you get every month, and we'd like you to approve the DEA Forum private meeting action sheets for Downpatrick, Mourns and Newry as attached.
Need a proposer and seconder. Proposed, Councillor Murray. Second, Councillor Hart. All right, no questions. Then item number 5 is piece 4, local action plan. That's to you again, Michael.
Yep, thank you, Chair. Again, monthly update on this. You've got the following recommendations for the partnership on the capacity building program, shared history and culture program, ethnic minority cultural integration programs. We would like you to agree the recommendations of the Peace Corps partnership. As set out, that totals 110,000.
Councillor Enright.
Does that need to be a proposal?
It does, yeah.
Okay, I'll propose it. I'm particularly glad to see finally we've got some concrete work for Ballyhornan. I know that the pavements that we're going to apply for permission for don't include street lights, but we're going to have a pipe running down through them to accommodate future possible street lights, maybe from other types of funding, and maybe we also may be in line for environmental impact, or what's it called, environmental funding under a different heading for that particular area. So I'm really delighted. That's what has been 20 years in at least being looked for. Thank you.
Thank you. Just need a second there. All right. Councillor McMurray. All right. Moving on then. Item number 6 is the Killyban. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Amenity toilets.
Thank you, Chair. This report's asking committee to approve a capital spend to purchase a porta cabin toilet unit and set it at the site, which is leased. It's a amenity area in Steve Gullion that's used heavily by tourists, but it's also used by local fishing clubs. The existing toilet block there is owned by the fishing club, is in disrepair, and the club have no finances to replace. Therefore, we're asking the council and the committee to invest in this capital scheme for porta toilets at the site.
It's Killyban.
Killyban.
Thank you, Omar.
Yeah, happy to propose. Sure.
Cheers. Second there.
I'm happy to second.
Thanks, sir. Lock. Thank you. All right, moving on then. Item number 7 is the play park proposals for Clough, Newton Hamilton and Ballyholland.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This report is the 4 outstanding play parks from our funding scheme from our rural development. The 4 play parks were trying to identify the new locations for them before we build and develop. So this report is asking me to agree to both the reports from Clayboard on the public consultation on the locations and also the work stage design and cost for these four clay parts.
Councillor Enright.
Again, Chairperson, if that needs a proposal, I'm glad to do it, and I'm sure it's dear to both your heart and mine, given how long we've been waiting for a new play park and a new location in Kinloch. Does this mean we've got funding for it, or just that it's funding for the study of it?
No, so we have the $67,000 from the play park strategy in the Rural Development Programme to fund the Kinloch play park.
Grand job.
Councillor O'Mara.
Yeah. Chair, there was a few issues just with regards to the Newton Hamilton Clay Park. There's nobody in the district looking forward to having a new clay park than the people in Newtown, I can assure you. There's a bit of uncertainty just around the public consultation on that. There was feeling that it was going to be in one place and the recommendation went back and said it was going to be in another place. So I've been in touch with some of the officials on that, and I'd like to make a recommendation that regarding the play park in Newtown, that we put it out for a one-off public consultation, one public meeting in Newtown, even next week, as soon as possible. I don't want to hold this up for anybody. I don't want to hold it up for Newtown. I don't want to hold it up for Kinloch or Ballyhoon. But one last public consultation. In the public consultation that there was a secret vote. Everyone wrote down on a piece of paper and it went off. But everybody in the meeting assumed that it was going to be in one place and turned up the other. I have no problem with either side of it, but it's creating a stir within the town of Newtown, and before anything unpopular was to be pushed through or to go ahead for the sake of it, could I just recommend maybe this one last public consultation take place as quickly and briefly as possible?
So before to give the officer, my understanding of the process is that one consultation has already been taking place, as similar to Kinloch, Ballyholland and Forkhill, and that consultation that took place in Newtown was at St Michael's GAA Club, and that the consultation was held and people were invited to take part of that.
No, it wasn't St Michael's GAA Club, it was in Newtown Island Community Association and Community Centre.
Right.
The public consultation.
It wasn't in St Michael's?
No.
Okay. I need to bring in the officer then to see how we can approach this, because obviously as a council we agreed one stage, and that stage has already been done.
Yep.
Someone's in before you, Gillian. Are you on the same item?
I wanted to second that.
You're seconding the proposal?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take in Councillor Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Well, so my issue is actually, you know, it's the same as Barra, but it's on the other side of the argument, where I'd received concerns about it being in one place and not in the other, because there was word got around that it was going to one facility and not another, and I was receiving concerns from the other side of the argument. My concern is there has been a consultation on this, and people have had the opportunity to make their views known on it. And my concern is that we have another consultation, but people then try to encourage a different result on this, rather than actually having, you know, people had plenty of opportunity to discuss the matter. As I say, I couldn't get to the consultations. I had actually a family bereavement that week, and that's why I couldn't get to it. But say, I have discussed the issue with people, and I'm just concerned that there's an attempt here to try and get a different result at the end of this next month, and that will cause concerns from other sections of the community, because there was concerns about one of the facilities not being open to everybody and people having concerns about using that facility. And I don't want to get into that argument, because this isn't what this should be about. A place strategy should be trying to develop, you know, positive proposals for a community. But my concern is here that we're trying to suit a certain, you know, facility here, rather than actually what's better for the wider community. And that's why I'm concerned about progressing for another month of consultation. I don't think it's going to benefit anybody.
And on that, Councillor Taylor, you know, my concern would be take Kinloch, for an instance, which myself and Councillor Emery would be well adhered to. If we were to propose another day of consultation, then it could drive it towards another. I'll take on Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Chair. I just would like to say that I'm delighted that Newtown is getting a new clay park, and it's much needed and has been long awaited for. What my concern would be that plan, this is a new site, and plan permission has to be sought. And as far as I can read through the lines here, this project has to be completed by March 2019. I would just be afraid of them running out of time and the new time losing out on their part.
Okay. Thank you. Do you want to come back in on that, Connor?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just for Council's notice, in June we took a report through to move from a three-stage process to a single-stage process on these consultations, which is what happened with Carter. The other play parks in the rural development was conducted on a three-stage process, so there was a one-stop shop, one public consultation meeting, but the three-stage process didn't take place on the design. And Councillor, you're right, there is planning for all of these four play parks is required, so we need to fast track it, if you like, before we start works itself on sites and get the work and the funding spent between now and the end of March.
So we do have a proposal and seconder of the officer's recommendations. Barry, you don't have the seconder for your suggestion.
It's yeah, well,
a special proposal.
I'll propose that we go back out. My fear, it's not about me trying to stop anything. It's not about me trying to divide a community. It's not about trying to get one-upmanship or anything. If any of the councillors here turn up, you know, if they walked the houses in Newtown and asked them what do the people want, if they check the Facebook poll, if they check any of the consultations that have been done, and if any the public consultation that was done, we reckon was Pete Byrne was at the consultation. Myself and Pete Byrne sat in it. I'm sure if he was here, he would agree with me. It was probably 80-20 in favour of the youth club site. Now, I don't want for the community in Newtown to have to go down the line of appealing the decision that was made. But my request for a one-off, inside of a week, I don't want to hold anything up. I just want to make sure it's right. I'm from Newtown. I want a play park in Newtown. I want it to go in the right spot. Not the right spot for any section of the community, but I just want to make sure that it's done the right way. I'll propose that we put it back out for 1 month. Take it back here next month. If we can get a guarantee that it's not going to hold up any of the play parks. If we can get a cast iron guarantee that it's not going to hold up any of the play parks and that the three play parks are going to be built by March of next year.
Okay. I'll take Connor back in. So if your microphone might not be working, Councillor Howe might need a different one.
Thank you, Chair. Just what I said previously there, it was a single stage process. The three stage process and all the other play parks wasn't carried out for these four. But we could possibly have a three-stage process carried out. That's the online survey that's done, which requires postcode details on the online survey, and then a further public consultation meeting within a two-week period before full council.
Okay. I take it, Councillor Howe, you're going to second. Councillor. Okay. I have to take the amended proposal first then, is that we're suggesting a one-off consultation, or does it have to be a three-stage consultation, Connor? It has to be three-stage then. Okay. So your proposal then, Barr, would be that we go down the three-stage approach for the Newtown play park. Is 2 weeks doable, Connor?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to put the amended proposal to the vote first then. So those all in favour of Councillor Murray's proposal? Okay. And those against? And abstentions? So the amended proposal falls, so then we put on the actual proposal. So those in favour of the officer's recommendation as proposed by Councillor Enright and seconded by Councillor Fitzpatrick, all those in favour? Yeah. And those against? Any abstentions? All right, so the proposal passes, and we'll move on. Okay, then item number 8 is the Langley Road Capital Scheme. Connor?
Thank you, Chair. This is asking committee to consider and approve an additional spend to existing capital budget for the Langley Road project. We're nearly completed all the pitch works and paths. This is an additional spend to repair and replace the existing ball stop and realign capital projects to allow for the spend.
Okay. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. First of all, I do welcome the news, the statement, and I'm only too glad to propose that we go ahead with the recommendations that are tabled before us.
Okay. And the seconder? Councillor Fitzpatrick. All right. Happy to move on. Next one then is the New York City ASC, and that's yourself, Connor.
Thank you, Chair. This is asked for again to agree to a spend of £3,450 to carry out feasibility studies on the back field of Newry Showgrounds. Newry City is about and is going through the process of leasing this field and drawn down funding to upgrade the facility, but to do so they need these feasibility studies of this asset, which will still remain as a council asset for these works.
Okay. Councillor
Taylor? Chair, I'm very happy to propose that we accept this, the officer's recommendation.
All right. Councillor Fitzpatrick?
I'll second it.
All right. Everyone agreement? Yeah. All right. Moving on then is item number 10, and this is the food service plan, and that's your cell phone.
Thanks, Chair. Members, the Food Standards Agency require us every year to prepare and present a food service plan as how we are going to carry out our statute duties in relation to food regulation. So we need council approval for the document.
All right. Any questions? The proposing seconder for it? Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Andrews. Everyone's in agreement, yeah? Then item 11 is consultation on the food law co-practice.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, currently the Food Standards Agency in England and in Wales and in Northern Ireland are looking at how the whole food industry is regulated in a programme called Regulating the Future. As part of that, at the moment, they're looking at our food duties are governed by a code of practice on which would lay down things like how often we have to inspect premises. The Food Standards Agency are currently consulting on this. At the moment, the main things are that an online centre registration of all food businesses, and also a new look at the scoring, which would mean, in simple terms, that high-performing businesses will be able to get will get less visits. So it's just looking for approval to return the attached code of practice.
Okay. Any questions? Proposed and seconded. I'll just look over there. So, Councillor Howell, seconder, please. Councillor, thank you. Item 12 then is the electric vehicle projects funding call.
The Interreg programme is open to funding call for the creation of a cross-border electric vehicle network, and they're inviting applications for funding. What we're just looking for is committee permission to seek suitable project partners and develop an application under the above programme. We don't know the resource implications as yet, but we will come back to committee as soon as further details are known.
Perfect. I think that it's a great opportunity given the little number of actual electrical car charging points in our district, so it certainly will improve that. Need proposal and seconder. Councillor O'Murray.
Any questions? I just noticed that there's 80 kilometres of greenway being proposed. I take it that new greenway, is it?
Yeah.
I just noticed that we've done great work with developing greenways across the border between Victoria, Lough, Carlingford, up and with your plans going out into South Armagh and up towards the Mourns. I am aware, though, that there has been a significant decline in walking trails here, which are also linked to the Republic, the Ulster Way, which is fallen away in recent years in our area. We've only recently started to maintain the St. Patrick's Way and the Kale Way again in the last couple of months after a five-year gap of not maintaining them. And there are a number of gaps in the Ulster Way which would take us down towards the border through the Mourns, which could be remediated if some of those 80 kilometres were identified in the greater Downpatrick area. In particular, we've got £25,000 funding for the Dundrum to Downpatrick line, and we've got £25,000 worth of funding to plan the Downpatrick to Cumber line. And of course, that links into the Coyle River walk, and the three of those could be brought in together to fit into the link down to the border via the Ulster Way. So we have fantastic opportunities here to link up with what's already been done in the Newry area. Will any of these 80 kilometres be done, be tackled in East Down? Thank you.
Well, at the moment, I'm not aware. However, I mean, it is for new cross-border greenways, so I don't know if I don't know is the answer. It's this is a very early stage. So the call just went out at the end of August, so there has been no application developed as yet. But I'll pass those on to our officers who are going to be involved in it.
So I think the message is to feed in that the whole of the district benefits from this development, and if that can be fed into any application that goes forward. All right, thank you. Item 13 then is the Nuclear Free Local Authorities AGM.
Thanks, Chair. As members are probably all aware, we're a member of Nuclear Free Local Authorities, and the proposal that the annual general meeting will be here this year. So we're just looking for council permission to that we host the AGM in the boardroom, Monaghan Row, on Friday the 7th of December.
Okay. Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, happy to oppose, but also just I noticed in the email there's a bit of correspondence. So all councillors have had a bit of correspondence themselves. It's something that crops up. I mean, there is it does get people quite emotional regarding the nuclear waste and the possibility of it and all the rest of it. I mean, is there a possibility to in order to address some of these concerns? I mean, is there papers that are going to be discussed at this meeting, and can they be submitted to interested groups beforehand, just in order, I mean, as much to alleviate people's concerns as anything else? I mean, I don't know, I mean, forgive me, I don't know how these things work, so I'm just inquiring as transparent as possible, just to say a lot of the concerns are about the unknowns as much as anything else. Thank you, Chair.
I suppose in our pre-meeting, Councillor McMurray, we did discuss the email that office had received. And no one can correct me, but the interested person or persons would be more than free to attend that event if they wish. I think that's correct, John.
Yeah. We will have ample capacity for anybody who wishes to attend. Your query about the papers, I'm not entirely sure. I know the person who sent the email is in constant contact with Nuclear Free Local Authorities, with Sean Morris, so I would presume they are able to access the papers, but I don't know what it's
for.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, just following on from that. Just so they can be put out that if anybody wants to attend, rather than people feel as if they don't. So obviously communication is good and is key, and if we're open and transparent about it. Also that if you felt that you were going to get bigger numbers, maybe it might be that they would need to move to another location. I'm not sure, or if it's done in more of a theatre style. But just as Andrew said there, to alleviate people's concerns and worries would be a benefit. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Need a proposal and seconder then? Councillor Andrews. Sorry. Councillor McMurray proposed. Councillor Andrews second. All right. Everyone's happy enough. Item number 14 then is the World Mental Health Day.
Thanks, Chair. World Mental Health Day is on the 10th of October, and the theme this year's theme is young people and mental health in a changing world. So what we're proposing, looking for permission to host two schools events, one in Newry, one in Downpatrick. for representatives of school senior committees to take part in information copy and connect events. I'm just looking for permission to host those.
Sort of addition to that, I have suggested the Southeastern Regional College and Southern Regional College also be invited in addition to the schools, because it would be good to have the colleges included in those events also. Councillor Fitzpatrick proposed.
Just that if, also if there's any students that are not at college on that particular day, if they wanted to attend, you know that Wednesday's generally a uni half day, and I know they might go and do their sports day that day, you know, they do their sports, but if they happen to be in the location of the area, they may not, but at least if it's open to them, and if it's for young people, it might be good. That's it.
Sorry, through the chair. I think it's for specifically for representatives from each school who will then
be excited
to bring this work, because it's numbers 5 from their school, their senior committee, who will then be hoped to bring the information back to their schoolmates.
So if it's even open to a couple of universities, I know they're in Belfast, but if it was even put out there, even on a public forum, to say if you wanted to attend or be represented, it just means that it's there. I know they probably have their own things in Queens and Jordanstown and McGee and all of that. But if it's there, it just means that we may be capturing some of them. And, well, it's better that a message is out. And given it's not to 24, they're more likely to be at college up until that age, even young employers. So, just saying.
Okay. So, we need a seconder. Second, Councillor Andrews. Everyone in agreement? Item number 5, this is the only committee that does this. I thought I'd say that for you, Michael. Is the scheme of delegation schedule, and it's for Noton. If anyone has any questions, no. All right. Moving on then. Item number 16, the Impapic Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership report and minutes, also for Noton. No questions. No. Item 17, Social Investment Fund update. The report's attached. That's also for Noton. Item 18, the Stanza updates attached for Noton.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Which item?
18.
18.
Feel like bring on the buzzer here.
Thank you.
See that training. See, they pay the £25. Just so I can be clear, they pay the £25 or something to join Stanza. And then is that the fee there for say how to write a business case of £10 per person? Coaching tips. Is that right?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Or is it cheaper if you're a member of Stanza?
No, that's the reduced rate for a member of Stanza.
Okay. Could you do block rates like for the likes of D7? That no.
Do you mean if so many book, you get it cheaper than the £30 per person?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have a look at that soon. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You're not looking at any income source, Father?
Oh.
Okay. Item number 19 then is the indoor leisure customer satisfaction survey results. Any questions? No. All right. Then item 20. So we're now proposing seconder to go in committee. Councillor Murray seconded. By Councillor Fitzpatrick, yes. So you're writing it out for me? Do you need me to read this item is deemed to be restricted? You have it. You can read your writing. So, item number 20, when the committee came out of closed session, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Fitzpatrick, seconded by Councillor Taylor, to engage with an independent consultant to review all aspects of the heating system at Ballyhole and Community Centre. Item number 21, when the committee came out of closed session, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor Fitzpatrick, to agree option 3 contained within the officer's report to lease a porta cabin at current site and attempt to reallocate 90,000 in current year's capital. All right, that is us, folks. Thank you very much, and see you home.